The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard Donal O'Shea, the endocrinologist, on News Talk Breakfast this morning, talking about the need to remove branding from packaging of certain foods, crisps, chocolate, sweets, fizzy drinks. He thinks it should look like cigarette packaging, effectively very plain, the name of the product and a health warning attached. Grainne Mullins is with me from Graw Chocolates. Grainne, what would this mean for your business?
Hi, Kieran. So it would be probably a disaster for us in the sense of if we don't have our branding, don't differentiate ourselves within the market, then the people will just be looking at price points. And then more often than not, they would probably just go for the cheapest option, which would be the lesser quality product rather than taking into consideration something that's better for your health or something that's made with better quality ingredients.
I guess the point that Donal O'Shea might make is A, that these foods are not healthy for us, and you know there's a consequence then for the health system and all of the complications therein when people are overweight, and B, sometimes, and I'm not accusing Graw Chocolates and neither was he of this, that some of the packaging kind of deliberately tries to target kids.
And I can't disagree with that at all, but from my own sense, we're a premium product. We're targeted a lot more towards adults because I don't agree that children should eat a whole lot of sweets or should be targeted at, or even when you look down the shopping aisles, that sweets are often placed in the eyeline of kids. And I don't agree with any of that. But if you blank out all the packaging, all of the branding, you lose that identity and potentially impact the companies that are trying to make a difference within that field. Because how can you differentiate between good ingredients, everything else to do with that? You're focused then just on price, I would think, if you're focused on it by just removing all packaging.
So there is a way, you think, of, you know, of avoiding that blunt marketing at children without losing the things that make Graw Chocolates unique and makes all those other brands on the market unique.
Absolutely. And I think if we were to blanket everyone out, the Irish brands that are trying to be up and coming, that Irish brands that are trying to do something different, you would just end up excluding them entirely because they wouldn't be able to be individual within their branding. They wouldn't be able to show off why they're unique. They wouldn't probably be able to do any marketing or advertising on their packaging to say what makes them so different. And look, there's a lot of people out there that may not have the correct information written on their packaging, or may be slightly, it could be misleading. But when you're looking at brands that are trying to make a difference, and it's very hard to then differentiate between both of those if you're just saying all sweet companies or all chocolate companies have to have a blanket black covering with no branding at all. It just, to me, it doesn't seem like the correct solution. I don't disagree with his logic behind it or the thought process, but I think that there could be a wider societal look at how we could decrease children eating sweet treats or crappy, not so nice products that wouldn't be good for them.
Yeah, and I guess maybe one of the other differences when compared to the cigarette example is the addictive nature of cigarettes that doesn't exist with these products.
Absolutely. And I think it's more about that healthy eating, teaching people or children from a young age what is good food, what is nutrition, why empty kilocalories should not be consumed, about making better choices with their food rather than just putting a ban across the board, because I don't think that usually works. It doesn't usually turn people away from consuming a product. Instead, it just puts a blanket over all the category rather than being able to educate people from the very beginning. And I think that would be the most important way around it. I'm all about moderation. I don't encourage anyone to eat too many, even if it's my own chocolate. I'm looking at a bit more. One treat in a finer quality chocolate will have you much more satisfied than a large box of chocolates that are high in fat, high in sugar, not made with good ingredients. You won't be as satisfied after it. And that's the way I look at the market. And I'm not the only one. So there's a lot of brands out there trying to do something different within the market.
Listen, Grainne, thanks a million for joining us. Grainne Mullins from Graw Chocolates.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.